AM 1600 KIVA, 93.7 FM and worldwide on your app and on the web at abq.fm. This is Gray Matters with New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. Mace Korkendurfer here joining me live in studio this morning as we talk about what New Mexico Reverse Mortgage is and get to learn about the home for New Mexico Home Reverse Mortgages. And that, of course, is New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. Good morning, Mace. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Eddie. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, as always, we appreciate you being here on the radio station. And before we get started, we'd like to hand out the number, make sure that people have an opportunity to go ahead and jot it down. And when they want to talk about a New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, they know the number to call is?
It's an easy one, Eddie. It's 897-4900. That's 897-4900.
897-4900. Jot it down. Keep it there. And you can also text us directly at 969-9999, 969-9999, if you have any questions, thoughts, etc., on New Mexico Reverse Mortgage Hour. This, of course, is Gray Matters, New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, and if you heard the name Mace Korkendurfer, you know that his name is synonymous with that product. And let's learn a little bit about Mace. How did you get started on this, Mace? When we got to get to know each other, you told me a little bit of the story, but I want to hear a little more. How did this whole thing start? How did this become a solution and a product that you knew was both viable and needed, necessary in this market?
Sure, Eddie. Well, you know, like you falling into radio, I fell into reverse mortgages. My first experience was more of a personal nature. My grandmother called me up, 13, 14 years ago, and my grandfather was suffering from dementia and needed to be institutionalized. She needed the funds to do it. She didn't live here locally, so I was sort of a fly in the wall, but I didn't know a thing about reverse mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
But it gave me an opportunity to find somebody that was in her neck of the woods, and I got to be a part of the process. The reverse mortgage went through just fine. The fellow out there, and he was in Georgia. He did a great job, and the grandma got the money that was needed to help grandpa live in a care facility for about 18 months before he passed away.
Without that, what would have happened, Mace? What would have been the quality of life? How did it help them make that bridge? And why did it become so important to the point it's a passion, it's what you do?
Well, you know, what would have happened if we didn't have that? You know, that's a good question. Grandpa was a big guy, gentle as a giant, 6'4".
Could relate.
Yeah, well, but he was nice.
And I love it. That's good.
Now, Grandma, on the other hand, was about a 5'3". And Grandpa, as you suffer from dementia, things change, personalities change.
Yeah.
And while he had been gentle his 80-some-odd years, and he was a healthy and strong 85-year-old, even with the dementia. He was a World War II pilot. And strong man.
Yeah.
But Grandma could not have handled him the way he needed to. He was waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning, leaving the house. She couldn't lock him in anymore.
Wow.
The cops were actually finding him couple miles away from the house. He'd just go on walks and not really know where he was going. So, you know, honestly, Eddie, what would have happened, I suspect that they would have had to move west and have the family take care of them.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it would have been a large burden, and as much as everybody loves Grandpa and Grandma, how much they would want to do it, without having this conduit being the reverse mortgage, which you had really no contact at the point, financially, what would that have meant, Mace?
To them?
To you, to the family, to everybody, in terms of making that solution. I mean, without the reverse mortgage, there would have been no money there to handle him, as you say.
Yeah. Well, it would have boiled down to the family all chipping in and stepping up and taking shifts, taking care of him.
Right.
You know, we probably could have had some occasional home health care situation. But that can be expensive, and to be able to afford the 24/7 that he needed just really wasn't practical.
So the light went off in your head. You became New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. Tell me about the graduation of that after the passing of your grandfather.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been in the mortgage business for over 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and...
changed a lot, huh? Lots of stuff has happened during that time.
A couple of things, yeah, yeah. You know,
to put it lightly.
And we have survived. And, you know, a few years after I was, a fly on the wall with Grandma and Grandpa's situation, I had somebody call me up and said, hey, can you do a reverse mortgage for me? I said, well, I was honest. I said, I don't know, but I'll try. He said, great. You're the first person that actually wanted to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
So he understood he was my guinea pig, and we attacked it together, and it worked. It worked out perfectly. His name was Harv. And I get them done quite a bit faster now than I did about 10 years ago,
yeah.
12 years ago.
The learning curve. Right?
There was a learning curve, and he was very patient with me, and I'll always appreciate Harv for many reasons that being
great
one
sport,
of them.
Harv, he was.
Yeah, he was. And over time, more and more people called, and I began to develop a reputation for that. And, and gosh, you know, most of my business was referred to me by other mortgage companies because, again, most companies don't understand them. They don't want to do these.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to the point where 50% of my business was centered around the reverse mortgage product.
Wow. So you allowed the fuel of your old business to create your new business. So we should do a whole entire show on business entrepreneurship as the transitional part. That's a good story.
Thank
in terms you. Of being solid and making sure you were grounded. It's not something that you just jumped into. It was something that you acquired knowledge and expertise and then became the source and the foundation. Folks, give a call, 897-4900, if you want to explore what a New Mexico reverse mortgage can do for you, and they can help you move forward in reverse. And there's also a free booklet, and all you have to do is complete the form below. At the website, just do a Google search, NewMexicoReverseMortgage.com. That's NewMexicoReverseMortgage.com. We've got calculators and all sorts of tools to make it work for you. So you said 20-plus years in the mortgage industry. Why'd you choose the mortgage industry, and where'd you come from before then?
Well, I'm from New Jersey, and then transferred to Texas. I met a girl while I was in college from Santa Fe. When we graduated, she had a job. Her family owned a software company here in New Mexico, although the company was national or global. But she had a job, and I didn't. So you've heard the phrase, go west, young man.
You are honest.
Go west, young man. And it was an opportunity to get out of Texas. And while most of my family is still out there, I have no regrets and love being here. But I ended
That's
up
great.
Out here
yeah.
and worked at John Hancock in the financial services,
nice.
Fresh out of college, cut my teeth there. It was not for me. Ended up working for retail banking. I worked there for about 3 years, and then one of my partners in the bank had slipped over into the mortgage side and convinced me to jump into the mortgage world.
Mm-hmm.
And I held my breath, jumped in, and never have looked back.
That's awesome. And you have a successful business. The home for reverse mortgages here in the state of New Mexico. That is New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. Just Google it. It's that simple. 897-4900. 897-4900. When we return, we're going to talk more about info on reverse mortgages as well as New Mexico Reverse Mortgage itself. This is Gray Matters, New Mexico Reverse Mortgage's radio program right here on the one and only Rock of Talk on AM 1600 KIVA, 93.7 FM and worldwide at abq.fm. This is the voice of reverse mortgages in the state of New Mexico. New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. Gray Matters here on AM 1600 KIVA 93.7 FM and worldwide on the app and on the web at abqradio.com. Ace Corkender for 897-4900, 897-4900, 897-4900 for your free book and a consultation on New Mexico reverse mortgages, not to mention the fact that, look, folks, this free booklet, Cashing In on the American Dream in Retirement, you can do that as well. If you haven't planned that well for retirement, well, maybe a reverse mortgage will help you make sure that you can cash in on that American dream. And Mace Corkendorfer gave us his start. We understood why it helped Harv, why it helped his grandfather, and let's figure out what a reverse mortgage is. Let's get into the reverse 101, if you will. What is a reverse mortgage, Mace?
All right. It is a mortgage. It is a loan. The largest asset that most people have in their lives is their home and the equity in the home. The problem, though, is that it is equity in a home, and it's not in a liquid format.
Mm.
So what the reverse mortgage does is it converts a portion of a non-liquid asset, the home, into a liquid asset. Not all of it, but mm-hmm. just a portion of it.
Okay.
And
HECM, right?
HECM. 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 That stands for a home equity conversion mortgage. And that's really what we at New Mexico Reverse Mortgage do. It's the HECM product. It's FHA insured. But most folks just call it a reverse mortgage.
That simple, folks. It's a HECM. It's a New Mexico reverse mortgage. What does it allow you to do in terms of the qualities? We know that it helps sort of cushion the blow if you don't have the money, as we've heard, but you know, getting stress relief from monthly bills. What else can it help? You know, health care, elderly care. What else have you seen reverse mortgages do for people?
Sure. Well, there are no restrictions on the use. You can use it for the home health care like my family did. You can use it for home improvements. Lots of my clients use the reverse mortgage to give the home a facelift, let's say. If you've got that green shag carpet in your house, it's time to get rid of it, okay? But you can use it for helping your children or grandchildren with college. I've had a lot of, many people actually, we get them out of debt.
Mm-hmm.
The folks that will have an existing forward mortgage with a monthly payment, or they have some credit card debt.
Mm-hmm.
And we use the reverse mortgage proceeds, and it may not be giving money to the consumer, but rather we are using it to pay off debt, okay? And by paying off the debt, they no longer have those monthly expenditures, so their back pockets are more inflated at the end of each month. My goal is to get people into a situation fit financially where they don't have monthly obligations.
Right.
I mean, everybody's always going to have their food and electricity,
sure,
and
right,
property taxes and homeowners insurance. But if we can get rid of all other expenses, you know, life is easy, Eddie. Easier. How about that?
It certainly is. I mean, one less thing to think about. How about 20 less things to think about? 20 less bills to think about. Social Security, it's a stressor. Why? Because people are going to have to work longer. They may not be getting as much back. And in some cases, if you're like me, the way that I talk about the economy, you'll never see Social Security 2028 and beyond. We just don't have enough people paying into it to get out of it. And it's just something that is going to continue to snowball. New Mexico reverse mortgage, a reverse mortgage, a HECM might reverse the ability to hurt you and something like that and move you forward.
Yeah. Another strategy with the reverse mortgage is to supplement Social Security rather than taking Social Security income at age 62 or 65. You know,
that might not be optimum, right?
No,
we found out so many times. I mean, to time it the right way, as I spoke with Michael Trujillo, you know, you want to go and get the optimum point of receiving those Social Security benefits so you can get them from as long as possible. I mean, you do have to treat it as a form of investment vehicle. Unfortunately, some people have to do that.
Right. And we'll never know all the answers when the right time to turn on Social Security or when not to turn it on or delay it. But if, as everybody knows that's listening, the longer mm-hmm. you delay turning on the Social Security, then the larger the monthly benefit. It's about 8% per year more. It can be significant. So what people can do, or what many of our clients have done, is supplement their income in the earlier years, 62, 63, 64, and then when they turn 65 or later, or that's when they are able to turn on the Social Security and receive more over their lifetime.
If you've been great about paying off your mortgage and you want to get yourself into a situation to, you know, without having to really take on any kind of additional risk and want access to that money, reverse mortgage might be the way for you to go. And let's talk about the candidates. Folks, give a call, 897-4900, 897-4900, one more time, 897-4900, or Google New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, this is the voice of reverse mortgages. We're here with Mace Korkendorfer, and who can get a reverse mortgage, Mace? Who's a candidate? Who's what are the requirements?
Okay. Well, simply, the clients, our clients need to be 62 years old or older.
Okay.
And most of our clients own a house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a reverse mortgage can be used, and we're going to be seeing this more and more as time goes on, to purchase a home, but that's a whole other conversation, a whole other discussion there, okay? But generally, our clients are homeowners. They've got some amount of equity in the property,
mm-hmm.
and depending on the situation, if there is a mortgage that has a larger balance,
mm-hmm.
all right, than the reverse mortgage can provide, it is possible that clients have to come to closing with money out of their pocket. And, you know, we had a closing earlier this week where somebody had to come in with about, it was almost $10,000, but we were able to wipe out their $130,000 mortgage. I came in with $120,000, the client came in with $10,000, their forward conventional mortgage was wiped out, and, gosh, you know, they're not having to spend $800 a month on that mortgage payment anymore.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And the equity that's coming back to them,
right,
and what they've already paid in, that's sort of like the reward, is it not?
Well, and there's still a lot of equity in the property. And now one of the biggest concerns, not one of the biggest concern that my senior clients have is what happens to the home should they pass in the house. Most people, 7 out of 10, this is a national statistic, and I see it, it's spot on here in New Mexico as well, but 7 out of 10 people believe that if they do a reverse mortgage and they die in the home, the bank gets the house. And that's just not true, Eddie.
So that's a myth.
Oh, it's the biggest myth out there. If people...
So this is why people are selling against reverse mortgages, or that's not a way to go. It's because they don't understand enough about it.
Yeah, I hear all sorts of crazy stories about what the intention is and how reverse mortgages work. But we do reassure when folks do pass, there's a very strong likelihood that there's going to be plenty of equity in the property that does get passed on to the heirs, if that's even important to the consumer. You know, I don't represent the heirs in this transaction.
Mm-hmm.
I represent the homeowner.
Right.
My job is to improve the quality of life for the senior homeowners. Okay.
That simple. And 897-4900, 897-4900. So how do people, 4900, how do people receive their money? Is this just, hey, I got $120,000, I have total access to it? Is it parsed out over time? How do people receive money through the New Mexico Reverse Mortgage?
Yeah, there's different ways that they can receive the proceeds. In the lump sum situation, we'll generally recommend that if we've got a large debt or debts to pay off. They're getting a big chunk all at one time. Another way to do it, and this is actually what most people think a reverse mortgage does, is it provides monthly income. And it can be structured that way. Each and every month, just like Social Security, at the beginning of the month, X number of dollars gets auto-deposited into a bank account. We can structure it that way. But we might only do that, though, 5 or 10% of the time, though, in reality. Another way is giving them a line of credit.
Okay.
That way, if they're not using the money today, they're not being charged interest on it. If you don't need extra money each and every month.
But it's there. Peace of mind.
Peace of mind.
So helpful.
If you need a new roof, if you need a new kitchen, if you need a new hip, tap into the line of credit. And it's only the amount that was drawn out that gets charged interest. Now, I'm saying charged interest. There are no monthly payments on a reverse mortgage that are required. You have to pay taxes and insurance again, okay? But I actually encourage folks that if they have the ability and the discipline, go ahead and make a payment. Maybe it's Christmas time, though, and they want to take a break because they're spending money on the grandkids instead. Fine, don't make a payment. This is the one mortgage where you don't get in trouble if you don't make a payment. But if you are able to make a payment, what happens? The loan balance goes down, less interest is being charged, the equity that your heirs inherit is maintained or improved, and that money simply goes back into a line of credit where if a couple years down the road or a couple weeks down the road, they can access it again. It's just a revolving line of credit.
So there, I like all the options. Is there a way that maybe a possibility that can you, instead of doing a line of credit and lump sum, can I get a little bit of a lump sum, a little bit of a line of credit, and maybe a little bit of a monthly payment? Are there like ways to blend it?
Absolutely. And again, each client that walks through the door has their own specific needs. And
wow,
we can
this is very flexible.
Oh, more than we've even
this
talked
is
about.
Crazy.
But more than we've talked about. But we can mash them all together. But it's not tough. It's pretty easy to figure out what the how the formula can be worked out at the time of closing.
Okay.
But now, I'm not the same person today that I was 10 years ago.
I would hope not.
And I'm not going to be the same person 10 years from now.
I remember you back then.
Oh, okay. now, as people evolve through their life,
right,
what is important to them today is not going to be important to them in 10 years.
Right.
And what we can do with this product is it is meant to be flexible. It is absolutely flexible. It can be modified after the fact, whether it be 6 weeks after closing or 16 years after closing. If you don't need the monthly income, turn it off. If you want the monthly income, turn it on.
So wait, I get to stay in my home, I get to camp the money, or I can take it in a lump sum, or I can get a line of credit, and I'm still in my home, and I'm not making a payment, and I'm getting the money out of it? I mean, this is a fantastic financial vehicle for someone 62 years of age or older who wants to go ahead and have some access to some cash should they need it and take care of some obligations for some peace of mind.
I drank the Kool-Aid on this thing 14 years ago.
Sorry.
And
I'm drinking Kool-Aid this morning.
No, it's
I haven't even had breakfast.
Welcome to the club. and I tell folks,
yeah,
this is not a typical mortgage. It is a mortgage, okay, but keyword is it's not your typical mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
This is a financial tool, and mm-hmm, if you know how to manipulate, and that's not a bad word, if you know how to manipulate or massage it,
like,
and
tweak
it over time, mm-hmm, you can do that.
897-4900, 897-4900. That's 897-4900. You know the Rock of Talk doesn't get behind just anything. This is a great tool. 62 years of age or older, jump behind this. This is something that you might want to explore as one of the vehicles, and you can go ahead and figure out if it's something that could work for you. When we return, we're going to talk about steps, when, how, and what is needed if you want to go ahead and get involved with a reverse mortgage from New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. This is the voice of reverse mortgages, New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. 897-4900, that's 897-4900, or you can text us directly at 969-9999, 969-9999. Back in a moment. AM 1600 KIVA and 93.7 FM. This is Gray Matters. Mace, I want to make sure I pronounce this correctly. Kochenderfer.
There you nailed it.
Did I nail it?
Oh,
the dismount nailed right here on Gray Matters. 897-4900. That's 897-4900. If you want to text in, you can. 969-9999. That's 969-9999. So we've talked about, we've dispelled a little bit of the myths. 62 and older, look, you get to keep your house, you get all this stuff back, you get to take care of some bills, and you might be a candidate for that. Plus, if you visit or Google, New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, and sign up for the book, you can figure out how you can go ahead and fund those years to make sure that they're not so lean or so mean on you. And it's a problem-solving tool. It sounds so tough and hard and it's something that'll help you. It'll help you gain relief from stress of monthly bills. As we just heard, like financial flexibility, you can continue to stay in your own home and increase that retirement income. And what do people need to do, Mace? What do they need to do to get themselves situated for this? Or are they already situated?
The first thing folks need to do is find out whether it's even appropriate for them or not. Is it right for them? Do they qualify for it? Mm-hmm. Not everybody that wants a reverse mortgage can get a reverse mortgage.
Okay.
Also, is this the right solution? There are other ways. There are many ways to skin a cat, as they say.
Yeah.
And a reverse mortgage may not be the right solution for them. So one of the first things they should do is visit with us. Talk to us. Be open with us. What are we trying to accomplish? Let us listen. Let us ask questions. And as we get to understand what the need is, what the ultimate goal is, then we can perhaps, guide them.
It sounds like counseling.
That is what it is. Education is really important to us, Eddie. Yeah. We really want to understand what the situation is, because I never want folks to do a reverse mortgage if it isn't the right solution for them.
Okay. So you're exploring and not there trying to sell it. No, hey, we're going to do this, and this. Let's figure it out together.
Another
Harv moment.
For me to go through the... usually I have things figured out pretty quickly. Again, I've been doing this. Nobody in New Mexico has done more than New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. Nobody's got the experience that we have. But I usually have the solution figured out pretty quickly, if people are open with me. But I'll spend an hour and a half, 2 hours, getting them up to my level, getting the homeowner to understand what we can do, why we can do it, why we can't do it. So I have no problem. I spend every day talking to folks. That's my job, is just talking and educating, bringing people up the curve. And listen, if it isn't the right product for them, that is not a waste of my time. I've never thought that. I will educate people when early on I know it's not the right thing for them. And if they're a willing participant, I still go through the process of educating them, because you know why, Eddie? If I may not be able to help them, but maybe I can help their friend.
Right.
Maybe they've got a family member or a close friend.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, and if nothing else, they understand that the reverse mortgage company doesn't steal the house upon passing. If we can just dispel that myth, that would be one of my number one goals accomplished.
That is fantastic. And connecting the dots, chaining people, making sure that they see the value of it as well, part of that education. Look, when people get set up for this, and there's a calculator that it just went through on this, I'm amazed at the, I don't want to say immediate access to cash, but pretty quickly, especially if they're in a good equity position on their home, mm-hmm. with these interest rates that are here. And
it takes me about 6 weeks, four to six weeks if we're here in the Albuquerque metro area. I know some of my competitors, the ones that work generally over the phone. They may be in a cubicle. I'll say
slam you in there.
New York or California. They're someplace else. It's a little bit longer because it's not as convenient when you're talking and trying to educate people over the phone as it is being able to stop into our office and let us make photocopies and get things done in a mm-hmm. face-to-face manner. We attend the closing. We go there. And, of course, we're still a resource
mm-hmm.
for our consumers and sometimes people that aren't our clients even. We're a resource for them after the fact. If they've got questions 6 months later or 16 years later.
You mean it's not just close the sale and off with you?
No.
Wow, this is a educational counseling, and you're building a relationship, because look, let's make no mistake about it. One of the most taken advantage of demographics certainly mm-hmm. is the same exact demographic that you serve.
Yeah,
and
they
need friends. They're losing friends later and later on in their live relationships, either by way of moving or something else. This is something that, there's no reason in any way. And too many people have been serviced, in my opinion, in that way. This is a really fantastic opportunity. Get to know Mace. Get to know how he got involved with this. You heard the story of Harv, his first reverse mortgage. You heard the story of his grandfather. But more importantly, we get to hear your story and build that relationship with you so that we can have some access to cash for you, and that you can rest easy knowing that you either have a line of credit, you're taking care of some bills, or you're getting some home repairs, which are must needed.
Well, and you brought up a good point there, Eddie. Seniors, statistically speaking, there's no other group of people that are taken advantage of more than the senior population. Okay. And that's a shame. That is just an absolute shame. It drives me crazy. Listen, when I wake up in the morning, I look in the mirror, I like who I see. You know, I've got a reputation for doing mortgages in New Mexico, in Albuquerque, for the last 20 years. And I want to maintain that relationship. And I like what I do. The integrity, unfortunately, is not always considered.
Right.
And if people could just understand and get a chance to know me and my family and the folks, my staff, I think they'll feel that we really are a partner in this with them.
And speaking of partners, your wife, I believe that she's involved to some degree with your organization.
I wouldn't be here without her. That's awesome. she comes to the office every day. She runs the show. She processes the files. She's the one that actually has allowed my business to grow. It wouldn't have grown without her. She's the brains.
Yeah, well, she also was involved in that software company that brought you here from Texas. It's not often we hear that phrase. I was fortunate enough to escape Texas to come to New Mexico.
You don't hear that? I think I hear that all the time. But maybe I'm probably listening to myself.
Well, I mean, you're not listening to The Rock of Talk in the afternoons, because he's all about changing things here in this state, and we want better financial policies, especially for the aging population that we have here as well. And part of those things that you can use, of course, is a reverse mortgage from New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. The voice of reverse mortgages, call now, 505-897-4900. That's 897-4900. Talk with the certified reverse mortgage professional, a CRMP, and we'll help you move forward in reverse. And there's just a chock full of information, the options, how it works, needed documents that you're all going to have to see. And we're going to be talking a lot more about issues for the aging population, talking about building a relationship with our aging population here in New Mexico. Look, we have 310 days of sunshine. This is a place where people's blood can be just a little bit thinner, but you still get all four seasons. You've got very adequate living and blue skies, sunny days, and warm temperatures in the summers, and a nice Christmas, if you will, without it being too snowy. Snow in the morning, melts in the afternoon. You get the best of everything. So we want to go ahead and help our aging population here in New Mexico, and that's exactly, by the way, what Mace Kokendurfer is actually all about. So we appreciate you being on the radio station. When we come back, when we return, we're going to finalize our edition here of Gray Matters here on AM 1600 KIVA, 93.7 FM, and worldwide at abq.fm. Download the app. Have some fun with us, folks. We appreciate you joining us here on a Saturday morning as we talk about New Mexico reverse mortgages. Back in a moment. AM 1600 KIVA, 93.7 FM, and worldwide at abqradio.com. Download the app and download it for mobile, everybody. And you, of course, can listen 24/7 to all of our great radio programming on the app. This, of course, is Gray Matters with Mace Kokendurfer here on New Mexico's conservative talk radio station.
And just rolls off your tongue, Eddie.
Which one?
Kokendurfer.
I have to work on things. So sometimes I appreciate you giving me the ability to correct. You know, I need to be corrected, as you know. So this is an important thing. Great song there. Touch of Gray by the Grateful Dead. And we're grateful for having New Mexico Reverse Mortgage here supporting our radio station, supporting your listening. And Sean Hannity, Laura Ingram, all the good stuff. And, of course, New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. So let's finish up the program here with you, Mace. You've been involved 14-plus years in New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, the voice of reverse mortgages here in New Mexico. We've talked about the requirements, how, when, the steps, and, of course, your personal interest, why it's your passion, why it's what you do, and why people need it. But the future of reverse mortgages sort of at a little bit of a crossroads, so to speak, because you had some things that impacted the mortgage industry, and it had to kind of shift and adjust. As an entrepreneur, as a business person, you no doubt are pretty limber and will make those adjustments and fleet of foot and have done so. Tell us about the things that are impacting reverse mortgages that just came down this year.
Sure. On October 2nd, in my history, or maybe in the history of the product, it began in 1988, but I believe the largest change to the product went into effect on October 2nd. So just 2 months ago, actually exactly 2 months ago. And what happened was the HUD, FHA, they reduced the loan to value. So my clients who I was working with 2 or 3 months ago were receiving or did receive more of their access to their home equity. Today they gave it a haircut. Okay, there's pluses and minuses to this. The positive is, or one of the positives is, that it strengthened the program. There is no doubt that this reverse mortgage product is going to continue forward into the future. So that gives me job stability. Okay. So on the flip side, the downside to that is that the homeowner does not receive as much equity out of the property as they could have if they had begun a couple months ago. On the flip side to that, another positive is that the equity position in the home is retained and continues to be passed on to the heirs. There's a larger chunk that will be passed on to the heirs. Again, that may be important to some people, and it may not be important to others.
Well, I'm glad about the job stability for sure, but the less home equity, that's all relative if maybe somebody explored it before and after. It sounds like it's just been a little bit tighter regulation, maybe a little bit more sure, maybe just creating a safer product, if you will. But nothing for consumers out there 62 years of age or older who own a product. I think it's good.
Yeah. You know, again, it strengthened the product, and what... well, losing my train of thought here. I've got too many things spinning in my mind there, Eddie.
I mean, it's just a good product, and I think that what they're doing is just making sure that the regulations ensure in the safety and, you know, the trustworthiness is coming through.
Thank you for that. Yes, this is going to continue in the future. And what the government didn't want this to be was a tax burden. Okay, this product, this FHA insured, this is not funded by the taxpayer. Okay, the intent is for this to be funded exclusively and entirely by the users of the program, the seniors. So just like all insurance, 100 people buy car insurance, but one person gets into a wreck. Okay, that's when the insurance kicks in, covers the vehicle collision or whatever happened. Same thing with reverse mortgages. It's the reverse mortgage clientele, the senior homeowners that participate in the program, that are putting money into the reverse mortgage insurance pool. It's called FHA.
Okay.
And this is a self-sustaining program. And that ultimately is the number one reason why the government did make these reductions. It's just to simply strengthen the program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what we need to do, because we need more trust. We went back to 2007. You've been part of the traditional mortgage business as well, and there was a lot of distrust, which, to speak about normal mortgages, I lived in Las Vegas, Nevada, and you know where I'm going with this. I think I've told you the story.
Sure.
2005, 2006, stated income, all these types of things. It was completely, anybody could lend money at that time.
That was wrong?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, the big guy, I forget the name of the new movie,
Big Short.
The Big Short.
I love it.
Fantastic movie. Oh yeah, and you hadn't seen it before when we first met, right?
Oh no, I've probably watched that movie half a dozen times. It's wonderful education to anybody who wants to really grasp what the heck happened.
Yeah, so I mean, I was living in Vegas at the time, and it was just like they said. I mean, there was people buying 5, 6, 7 houses, and you could run out and do just about anything anything you want because the money just kept piling up. And there was so much equity. And the year over year, I remember arriving in Las Vegas, Nevada in 2005, and they were tracking the home prices and how much they had escalated. And a year over year, 43%, 45%, 48%, 52%.
Yeah.
And I asked my dad, I said, should I buy a house while I'm here? He's like, no. Don't buy a house. You don't know what's going to happen.
That was 5 years ago. You should have. Yeah.
It's just absolutely crazy.
Yeah, so. we didn't. I don't think we saw that kind of growth out here, which again is a mixed blessing.
Yeah,
depends
it
on
is.
Which.
We have a very stable market, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Albuquerque. Why is Albuquerque? Just final 2 minutes, 3 minutes of the program.
Sure.
Why is Albuquerque such a great place for seniors?
Well, I think you said this earlier. The blue skies. We have four seasons. But we're never harsh on any season. The falls are beautiful. The summers are never overly hot, or if they are, it's only for a couple of days. The winters, as you said, it snows in the morning. It's gone by 1 or 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
This is wonderful weather here.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Yeah, that's good to hear. I'm glad that seniors are also getting back to you with that type of feedback, why they choose here.
Let's not forget the red and green chili either.
Yeah, well, the food is good. You know, people like traveling here at particular times of year. It can't be any more beautiful than, you know, staying in a state and going up to Taos and going up in I mean, this is a great place to retire. Make no mistake about it.
You can be in the desert. You can be up in the Aspens of the mountains. We've got it all.
And, look, you're an hour's... plane ride from a number of places, from Salt Lake to Phoenix to Denver, Colorado to Dallas. And, hey, if you want to take a quick day drive to the Grand Canyon, you can do that and be back by nightfall. I know. I've done it. So there's lots of good things. Mace, thank you so much for being here on the radio station. We appreciate Green Matters being here. We appreciate your business, what you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
And creating another option and avenue for people to ensure that they have financial stability, because anything that can keep them from relying upon the government, Social Security, all the other things, I'll tell you, you and I park our cars in the same garage when it comes to that, because we need to make sure that people are as independent and as self-sustaining as possible. And this gives them another avenue for that independence.
Man, I love listening to you, Eddie. I tell you what, if this whole radio gig doesn't work out for you, I've got a position open for you at New Mexico Reverse Mortgage.
Oh, wow, that's great. I might go sell a mortgage. I'm so busy with this, but I appreciate you saying that. Hey, this is a necessary tool, and I don't think it's hard to say that in light of, you know, what we've seen over the last 20 years in terms of the ups and downs of the economy. So, folks, if you are thinking about a reverse mortgage, we want to encourage you to call the number 897-4900. That's 897-4900. This is the voice of reverse mortgages here in the state of New Mexico, Gray Matters, with Mace Kochenderfer, and we will be here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Tell a friend, let people know that you heard it here, and let them know that you are going to be taking control of your destiny with a reverse mortgage. So much stuff to talk about. We appreciate you being here, and we'll continue next hour. Oakmont Financial Advisory, right here on AM 1600 KIVA, 93.7 FM, and worldwide at abq.fm. Take a quick break, hit the top of the hour news, and then Oakmont and David will be here right after the top of the hour.